From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Andrea Bates reading Devil's Due by Arliss Adams. Now let's begin with Devil's Due, Chapter 1. An aspiration is a joy forever, a possession as solid as a landed estate. Robert Louis Stevenson. Seattle, May 1971. To merely say I was nervous would have been an understatement. I was scared stiff. When Phantoms of the Square, the musical I co-produced with Miles Jordan, opened to rave reviews in Seattle, we were flying high. The next thing I knew, we signed contracts for a run in Los Angeles, and there was even talk of taking it to New York. But don't get me wrong, that wasn't what scared me. You see, returning to Los Angeles meant I would have to confront my past. Everything I ran away from more than 2 years before, and that was terrifying. Viola, I can't find my green belt! I paced in my bedroom in a frenzy. You know, the wide one with the big gold buckle? Now, Jen, you just settle yourself down a bit. I'm going to find that belt for you. She rummaged in a drawer, and there it was, right where it should have been. Holding out the elusive length of leather, she chuckled, her eyes like bright brown buttons in that deer-wrinkled mahogany face. You are in one big turmoil. A body would think you never packed a suitcase before. Now settle down. You're going to do just fine. You'll only be gone 3 weeks. Taking the belt from her, I rolled it up, then tucked it into the case. What would I do without you, Viola? Los Angeles. The vision played in my mind's eye. I never wanted to be that scared again. Thanks to the quick thinking of my former ballet coach, Nadia Vaganova, one morning my 7-year-old son PJ and I simply vanished, leaving no trail behind. It was a plot worthy of a thriller. Back then, if somebody had said, "Maybe when everything settles down, you'll be back," I would have accused them of insanity. But things change. Looking back, I guess that would have been a strange word for me to use, since I'd been on the brink of insanity myself only a few months before that. I tried to get used to the idea that I'd be able to go back to the city I'd fled in such fear, and at this time I'd be confident, with my head held high, no longer afraid. Viola interrupted my daydream.
You gotta thank your lucky stars, Jen. You're nothing like that frightened young woman you were after my poor Mr. Paul was killed. Imagine his mother treating you like she did after your breakdown, trying to get PJ away from you and all. Thank goodness Nadia was able to help you and get away from that Mrs. Stewart. I don't know how I worked for her so many years without going crazy.
I brushed her damp parchment cheek with a light kiss. I don't know what I would have become without you and Nadia. I shudder to think what might have happened if you hadn't encouraged me to break my silence and ask Nadia for help.
Well, let's think on that a minute. First, I wouldn't have met Nadia, and I'd probably still be working for that most unusual woman, which means neither of us would be here with you. Second, I guess you and me would have had to figure out something else to keep you and PJ safe. But don't you go troubling your head with that now. You called her. That's the important part.
Just think. My first reunion with Nadia after so many years, then having both of you move to Seattle to be with me. It's everything I'd yearned for. A smile lit the old woman's face. When I was a young, promising ballerina, I had a brilliant future ahead of me. Then my mother snatched that dream from me. Awful things followed. I thought about the many years that had passed since my life turned into a living nightmare. Back then, Nadia Vaganova was my coach and my hero. Well, she's still my hero, but now she's my rescuer, too. Lying in my bed at night, I used to wish with all my heart that Nadia was my mother. Things would have been so different. I always knew if she'd been my mother, she would have been overjoyed when a New York City ballet offered me a contract. Instead, my own mother refused to sign it, no matter how much I pleaded. After she'd
Sample complete. Ready to continue?